For the women of Kalamazoo, this past week has meant an active participation in club work, in school concerns, and of course the usual battles for meat and salad dressing out in front of the local supermarkets. If you want to see a look of grim determination, just take a look at any one of the faces at any one of the markets on Main Street along about 8:55 in the morning. Such courage, such fervor. And believe me, in the face of all that's to come in one of those grocery lines, we women of Kalamazoo need plenty of spinach. The lines of would-be buyers are strength personified. They extend for blocks down the street, and so firm is their foundation, neither a taxi cab nor city bus can make any impression whatsoever. Far be it from the lowly individual to penetrate the wall, but we'll keep trying because food is foremost. This last week was the last week for the era known as County Fair Time. The Hartford Fair, that is the one for Van Buren County, made itself the most of the best, but it too is a thing of the past now. One of the more outstanding exhibits there was the one sponsored by the county library, which featured the bookmobile, used to bring books and recorded materials to the outlying districts of the county. A traveling unit, the bookmobile has been doing a great deal to improve facilities for rural schools, as well as provide adult reading for those situated in communities where no library was available. Take note, we of Kalamazoo. We don't have one. We don't, but we should. They're recruiting a class in home nursing that will start Monday evening, that's tomorrow, 7:15 to 9:15, in Central High School. Each term of evening school, the Board of Education offers this class at no enrollment fee. Mrs. Jeanette Leafbrower, registered nurse, will be the instructor. We all know the situation in our local hospitals. Nursing care is at an all-time low, and many persons must wait days for a bed unless they are emergency cases. Patients must go home for their convalescence. One person in every home should have training in home nursing as protection for their family. They will do much to prevent serious illness through prevention, early detection of sickness, and they will be able to follow doctor's instructions intelligently at home. The Red Cross Home Nursing Course for 30 years has been the ultimate in preparation for family responsibility. There has been a revision of the textbook during the war years, too. Now, this class will meet each Monday evening for 12 weeks in room 308, Central High School. It will be a course of practical demonstration. The classroom offers a bed, all equipment necessary for the demonstration and practice by each member of the class. See if you can't make it a point to be there.